USA Radio News.
President Trump has tapped close advisor Rudy Giuliani to lead his campaign's lawsuits as he and other Republicans contest the outcome of the presidential race. The president turned to the former New York City mayor after his campaign lost a suit regarding vote counting in Arizona's Maricopa County, a county and state the president lost. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito warned at a Federalist Society annual conference that the right to religious freedom has emerged as a disfavored right. During the current pandemic, a casino in Nevada enjoys more freedom than a church. Quote, take a quick look at the Constitution. You will see the free exercise clause of the First Amendment, which protects religious liberty. You will not find a blackjack clause or a slot machine clause, Alito said. In certain quarters, religious liberty is fast becoming a disfavored right. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Joe Biden says he intends to settle 125,000 refugees in the United States in 2021, up from 15,000 that President Trump approved. Biden, making remarks to the Jesuit Refugee Services, said the Biden-Harris administration will restore America's historic role in protecting the vulnerable and defending the rights of refugees everywhere in raising our annual refugee admission target to 125,000. SpaceX's first four astronaut launch for NASA is going to have to wait at least another day to get off the ground. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket and Crew Dragon capsule were slated to launch the astronauts to the International Space Station Saturday from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The mission, called Crew 1, will now launch no earlier than Sunday due to weather delays from Tropical Storm Eta. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At a small Virginia college has caused an uproar after calling Joe Biden's voters ignorant and anti-American and anti-Christian in a Facebook post. Alumni, parents, and students were furious at the 1,500-student liberal arts school about halfway between Norfolk and Virginia Beach. CBS medical contributor Dr. David Agus discussed where we are right now with the COVID-19 pandemic and what we should do.
180,000 cases in a day, which means the real number is probably closer to 1 million when you take into account asymptomatic people and people who aren't testing. We're in a position where we really have to have a mask mandate, but we really have to start to do something because each one of those 180,000 or 1 million, depending on how you're looking at it, have family members and they're going home and talking to others and the virus keeps spreading.
And DoorDash is about to go public.
The San Francisco-based company filed papers signaling its intent for an initial public offering Friday. The company is capitalizing on the growing trend of consumers embracing app-based deliveries as much of the world stays home during the pandemic. Last year, DoorDash generated $885 million in revenue. During the first 9 months of this year, revenue more than doubled that number. It was already growing before the pandemic, but the company has lost money each year since its founding. They've warned potential investors the losses could continue as they anticipate increasing expenses. From the East Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.